stations.
Yeah, but now the red is
Yeah, red
destroyed.
stations.
Okay, we'll say so. Today we're going to continue in Hilchos Mukta, Pachad Lamed Beis. But before I begin, we want to wish a Tzeischem L'Sholom to our Yedid, Rav Yossi Ginsberg, who's making Aliyah next week. And even though technically we could still have him on Zoom, but I don't know how easy it's going to be with the timing. So, and he's been a kavua, this participant in the shir for several years already. So he was also my shochin. See, wherever I go, he comes. He was used to be my shochin in Flatbush. So in Flatbush and then West Side. So he knew my father. They were on the train together, right? He used to, yeah, so and we wish him Kol Mili D'Meitav. If you ever come by back again or whatever, you're always welcome to come, or if somehow you're up having trouble sleeping one night. And it's on a Wednesday night. You never know. Yeah. So we want to just wish him Tzeischem L'Sholom. Okay. So today's shiur has two parts to it about Kalisha Malachto the Isser Vitultul the Akum Mechamel itself. So, Azai, question number one. What is a Kalisha Malachto the Isser? What is that Mitainu? There are two possibilities. See, if you have a hammer, and the hammer is usually used to back in nails, so Zecher, that's a Kalisha Malachto the Isser. Why? Because the hammer is an active participant in the Asiyas HaMalacha. But what if you have a pot that you cook in? Right? So a pot is a passive thing. In other words, cooking is happening me'elof. So a Maisa Malacha is transpiring in the pot, but the Shaila is, does that make it a Kalisha Malacha? Because it's passive. It's not actively doing a malach.
Well, the so, fire heats the pot. The pot heats the food.
Yeah. No. So therefore, what?
The pot is heating the food.
And therefore, the pot should be or should not be.
The pot is the mevashel.
Pot is the mevashel. But it's sort of b'shem al tasa. It's not still, like
okay.
Not like an active,
yeah, yeah.
An active. So that's a question: whether Kalisha Malachta Isser is dafka active, or even passive. Right, yeah, in other words, yeah, when I use a hammer on Wednesday, it's also a beheta. Right, they're both, if I'm doing it on Shabbos, it's going to be a beheta. If I'm doing it during the week, it's going to be a beheta. So, right.
Fire is the pot. I think all the way to the fire is
because
I'm
a flex. Right.
But the pot itself.
But the pot, like Mayor Kesselman said, the pot is a facilitator, you know, of the Bishul process. You know, it's helping to keep the warmth of Kool-Aid. but it's a passive. It's not like the hammer where you right? So that's the shaila. What is? That's the first part of the shir. And then we'll discuss what's the din of klisha malachto l'isser. We said it's mutter l'tzarech lufo l'tzarech makomo, but not mechama l'tzel. In other words, if you're moving the pot, just you're moving the klisha malachto l'isser for the preservation of the kli, that's also. But what are al yidei goy? What's the din al yidei goy? And we'll see how these two things connect. So there's a tshuva here in the Tashbetz. On page two, he says, for the arrows, it's the Dafka Klisha Mlachto Lheter. You are sakin the car of a coyote behemoto tadlo tarhasman from the chamotzel. So it says, sakin a kara, coyote muto tadlo tarhasman go mechamotzel, because those things are klish mlachtul heter. A knife, a kara is a plate. So you could even metaltel for their own preservation, because it's chlishim lachdul heter. Well, chlishim lachdul iser could go in cornice umachat. Who adin lenair lo? So first he gives the examples of cornice umachat. A cornice is like a hammer. But you say, yeah, machat. But then he writes v'lod in l'ne'er. So the ne'er is usually the receptacle. So even though in the Sefer Gubin it seems that the ne'er, from the fact that he uses the word ne'er, I would think that he's holding. So what do you say that even something passive, the ne'er, is the ne'er like parallel to the pot? You see, in Rav Kuklin, only a pot that you cook in. In other words,
I always thought the nair was the basis to the shalavis.
Right, but that's on Shabbos. But is it considered kli shemulachto l'isser? Say you're not. So you're not making a fire the Shabbos. But are you allowed to metaltel the nair? It's an empty nair. There's no oil in it. This Shabbos, I did use it. So is that considered klishim lachto l'isser or klishim lachto l'heter? You see, if you look here on page 20 in Rav Gutman Sefer, he writes, "Amagravam kosev al divrei mechaber klisha malachto l'isse mutol taltalo." So Rufo talk from kosev amagravam farsh malachto l'isse klomer sheimuchedes ladover she'osu lasos b'shaps. Yekesh mokam l'farish davka klisha osa al yodo malacha asura b'shaps. You're going cornus. Al kli hasuya l'shimush is circling on ner or kiss. So the afkamina would be if this Shabbos you decided not to use this nair, so there's no dimbosis now. Will it be considered a klisha malachto l'heter, klisha malachto l'isser? So he writes that it's klisha malachto l'heter. One second. And so I didn't understand what he meant by that. Because to me, in the Tshuvas HaTashbeitz, he says, Dafka Klishim Lachtul Heter Gon Sakin Kar, Well, Klishim Lachtul Isa Gon Kornis Umachat, Lua Dimaneer, Lo. So he seems to have the opinion that that Nair is considered Kalishim Lachtul Isser. But he's claiming that he's saying the day, unless he says it later in the Tshuva that I didn't see. I was just a little perplexed by that, because he's seeming to, that the Tashbeis has the other sheet. Unless somebody else in the Tshuva that I didn't see says this opinion. Because the way he says it over here is that that it's a Kalishim Lachtul Isser. Unless he quotes the Rashba later in the Tshuva, I would have to look. But I guess I didn't see it right away. It doesn't mean it's not there. Because at this point of the Tshuva, he's not saying that. But it could be elsewhere. You want to see, he quotes the Pnei Yeshua. Take a look at the Pnei Yeshua. He says it more explicitly. Take a look. The Pnei Yeshua here, page 7. Ella, Lanias Daiti, the Nair lo mikri malachto leisser. Nair, again, the Nair is not like modern Hebrew, we use the word Nair as a candle. Nair is the cup that you put in the oil in, and the wick, and then the fire. That's what a Nair is. So he says, Zok the Pnei Yeshua, the Nair lo mikri malachto leisser. Lo mikri dovash shem malachto leisser. Elok she'osa ma'isa ha'malacha beguf ha'kli. Because that was shayach b'ner, the main achnayach. The ner is passive. The ner is passive. It doesn't do anything. I mean, you need it. It's helpful, but it's not like a hammer. So therefore, it's called klisha malachto leheter. And therefore, the pot that you cook in would also be called Kalisha Malachto Leheter, not Kalisha Malachto Lisser, because he's saying Kalisha Malachto Lisser is something that you actively use for the Isser, not passively.
So what?
What do you mean?
It's not the rice.
Yeah, but if you're saying that it's a klisha malachto leheter, that is butter. Only shalom tzar chlal.
If you can't use it on
Shabbos, it's full of turf. No, but you can use it even usual turf with foil, and even Machamel itself, if it's a Kalisha Malachto Leheter. If it's a Kalisha Malachto Leheter, you won't be able to use it with Machamel itself. But in other words, the Shabbos is, well, is it we consider Kalisha Malachto Leheter or Kalisha Malachto Leheter? So if you hold like the Pnei Yeshua, it's a Kalisha Malachto Leheter. It's not like a hammer because it's all passive. It's not active. But the other Shita is quoted here in the Rashba. second. So he speaks about the hammer that's used to take a look on page 11 for the arrows. The tip to the shani near shahu ainu mashamish malachas isr. El shanase bosses lener. That's what Rav Gutman is saying. This Rashba is saying the same thing as the Pnei Yeshua. That it's not doing ainu mashamish malachas isr. El nases bosses lener v'shemen. It's a passive participant. And but a lot of poskim hold not that way. In other words, the Pnei Yeshua and this day in the Rashba say what he says, but a lot of poskim hold that anything that even when the Nair was passive, it's still called Kalisha Malachto. Yes, he's quoting here also. Let's see. Ramah, if you look, please. Let's see if we find the Ramah. He says the Ramah disagrees with Halacha. Let's see the Ramah. Which page? 13, where I think it's 4, page 4. Well, let me see what you see on page 13. Let's see. Oh, that's something else. That's about it tonight. Let's take a look on page 4. Mita Sheshala Mos. If you have a bed that has money on it. So then it's a din of bosses. Because it was there ben shmoshes. Now look in the mama. Yesh osim b'yichid l'kach v'yinich b'hema v'opishosit. But say you have a wallet that's miyuchad for money. But you took the money out before Shabbos began. So what's the din? Is it a klishim? Is that called a klishim lachto leheter? Klishim lachto lisa. It says miu where the arrow is, but tzorach gufa or tzorach makom umuter. Because if you have a wallet that you use the whole week for money, and you empty out the money, so on Shabbos, and you emptied out before Beit HaShemeshos, you emptied out. So on Shabbos, he says you can only carry the tzorach gufa makom umuter, but not mechama l'tzel, because it's called the klishim lachto leis. So there's no mikra to do with the money was removed before Shabbos.
That's what I'm saying. So it's mikra. That's why I'm asking. Why is he saying that? It's a reverse situation. It's a whole Shabbos today. Time Shabbos started.
Right.
Took out the money
before Shabbos.
Took out the money before Shabbos.
But it's still something that you use for money. That's its yeshivish.
Like the hammer that you're like, is it? For making nails?
No, because the hammer is active. This is like the pot. And Alpha was what it was. If you all look like the Pnei Yeshua, what Rav Gutman is saying is, if you all like the Pnei Yeshua, then this should be Kalisha Malachto Leheter, because it doesn't have an active Issa. So why is it called? Why is it only mutter l'tzor gufo mekomo? It should be mutter even mekomo l'tzel. So you see that, that even a passive participant is also considered. Even a passive participant is also.
Yes, a marshal would be very
considered klishu nachdolis against the pnei shul. Yeah, for mayor.
A marshal that happens a lot of times on the shuls. If the pushka that they collected is empty and they left it on the omid or on the chair.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
But if it's empty, could you move it to do hakba?
So right, so that would be mutter because it's sarchufo sarchakomo. So that, but usually, but say you're afraid that the pushka is usually you're not afraid that an empty pushka is going to get stolen unless the pushka is made out of real silver, which is usually not. So usually, the pushka that you're afraid that's going to get stolen is the one that has things in it. So, but the question is, say you want to, you're afraid that someone you have a nice pushka, someone's going to take it, so you want to put it away. So no one should take it. An empty pushka, that would be the shaila, like you said. An empty pushka on Shabbos. Like you emptied out before Shabbos, and you want to, and it's not on the beam, you know, it's on one of the, but you know, you want to put it away because you're afraid that someone will take it. So that's the machlokes. So according to the Ramah, that's also to move, because that's not tzar gufo tzar mekomo. But according to the Pnei Yeshua, it would be mutter to move, so it shouldn't get stolen. So that's the question: what's the status of something that is involved in malacha? Is involved in, now, one could say, if you say like Rav Abadi said once that Kalisha Malach Tol Isser has to be an Isser Malach. So there's no Malacha being done. That's what Rav Abadi holds, that the reason why Tefillin is not considered Kalisha Malach Tol Isser, but rather Kalisha Malach Tol Heter, even if you want to say that it's Usser to put on Tefillin on Shabbos, like the Zohar, not just there's no Mitzvah, but it's an Isser. The Rabbi put down, but it's not an Issa Malach. It's not an Issa Malach. So since it's not an Issa Malach, so maybe it wouldn't have a din of Klisha Malach to listen. So this thing that Rav Gutman is assuming, or maybe what the Ramah is assuming, that you don't need an Issa Malach. You need it to be, even if it's an Issa that it's bottled to money, which is not a Malacha, would still be considered a Kalisha Malach Tol Isser. And again, and against the Pnei Yeshua and that Rashba that we saw. So that's very fascinating. Well, so now there is another discussion. So that was the first part of the discussion. The second part of the discussion is what is the din of a Kalisha Malach Tol Isser? And we said you could only move in the Tzarech Gufo Mekomo, but you can't move in Mechama L'Tzel. But can you get a goy to move it Mechama L'Tzel? So I would think, why not? Because it's going to get ruined. It's a Mishael of Hefsid. So it's a Mir L'Akum. Welcome Hefsid. Maybe it has to be, questions does it have to be Hefsid Maruba or?
Also, Rabbi, it's my place to place him at the end of the day. Why does the guy have to pass from like the Ramah with the Pnei Yeshua? Right, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches, if it's my place to place him, for Lazak on the Makilim, if it's by Emil Akim, no?
Yeah, that's something. That's a machlokes. I'm talking about, say, you have a hammer.
Oh, if you have high here.
You have a real Kalisha Malach Tol Isser. According to Kuli Alma, it's a Kalisha Malach Tol Isser. It's not a Kalisha Malach Tol Leheter, according to Tanishi. Like a hammer. Not a pot, a hammer. And you see that somebody might steal it. So you, so you're not allowed to move it. But can you move it all your day akum? Can you move it all your day akum? And maybe the shayla could be even if it's not a hefsid merubah. I got a hammer. So if someone steals, you get another hammer. You know, that's just a hefsid merubah. So we'd be able to remake all of that. So Rav Gutman points out there seems to be a discussion here in the Yeshua and in Rabbi Kiva Eger about this question. Let's take a look in the Prima Garden. If we can find the Prima Garden, I'm pretty sure it's in here. Page 5, okay. Oh, okay. Says the Prima Godin. Three shots in Bablach's Isser, Cornus. In there, the main have a Malach on the heaven. Yesh Bablachoikis. So here he says about a Nair is Machoikis, that we did it. So this is not the one I'm looking for. This just tells the machloikas about what's called the klisha mulach alisa. So the question of a guy is a different prima gadim. Let's see where what page it's on. Page 15. The first white line. So he thinks it's mutter. The boy Yisrael metaltel beheter letzar gufa. Because since a Yisrael, theoretically, if he would need it, if he would need the hammer, he could metaltel to crack the nuts. So therefore, a guy could save it from getting stolen. That's his kiddush. In other words, even though, as long as Yisrael could have a shum ofen, a derech that is mutter for to carry, once it's mutter for Yisrael, even though for Yisrael it's not mutter mechamel itzel, shem yignov, it's only mutter. But once it's mutter for Yisrael, one ofen, then it's mutter for the guy even what? Even Michamotel or Shalom Yignov. That's the Prima Gadim school. So Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't like this. Let's see, Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Somebody has expensive tools.
Expensive tools.
Yeah, if he got his tools outside, he wants the guy to put it away. My business.
Yeah, he wants the guy to put it away. And we have to say that it's not talking about muhtamach miskisarm kiss, or else then it becomes a whole different category of right.
Well, so and, it's not that valuable.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't want it to get stolen, so the prima gadim says, then you can get a goy to do it. Get a goy to do it.
I mean, the guy takes home my calls every Shabbos. I don't know.
That's what Prima Gadim, but Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't like it. Take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, page 14. Yes, because of Milchora after my Hachor Taltal Mechamo Tzel. Because Mokom Lishteri came to the head of the Taltal Basel Kalachi Yad Tzarek Gufo Mokom. The Tzarek Lom and Tzarek she Efshel Taltal Basel Tzarek Ha'inyin Kifish and Taltal Atal Dei Noch.
It's not enough. You know, this is, he's a group report out. He's arguing with the Prima Gaya. It's not enough. Since the Jew can betaltel it in one oifen, so the guy can betaltel it in another. No, you have to mean the same oifen. Prima Gaya is saying, since the Jew can be betaltel it, so the guy can therefore betaltel Michal itself. So we give you Egeset and Heketesi. Those are two different.
He says, "Aval hatir al day nochu l'tzorach chlishol yinu aval day mashav shalom batatz matildel tzorach gufu zel lo amrina davi beiz in yonim." He said, "You had din the chlishol mach nusar also lo amrina nochu l'tatzor shalom yignov." After Yisrael hatir batz matzorach gufu grom grom gatayim. Doch wo man darf getarte war mir mit sag ich wo tat was wir kachen ja das so gut vom kommen ihr mutter und den noch so he doesn't like that, so what does he like? So he says that maybe if it's a case of a nair, so then he's willing to be made. Because a nair, according to some shitas, is a klisha malachto leheter. So even if we don't paskel that for Amira Lanochri, we could falazach on those shitas that it's a klisha malachto leheter, and then it's even mutter on day Israel. So certainly, so even though we don't really pass in that way, but at least for the Gabi the Goy, we say the Mekel Shita, that is Kalisha Malachta Leheter. But if it's Mama Shawat, a hammer, that's Kalisha Malachta Lissel Kuli Alma, then you can't be Mekel. And Rav Goodman summarized it very nicely, which I'll show you here. Right. For the Jew to do a Mir L'Aklam, because he's doing something that might not be an Issim B'chlam, might be really that a Jew himself could do. But since that's only the one Shita, so we can rely on that one Shita. If you're not doing it yourself, you can do it on your day of the Aklam. Yeah, so he writes it up very beautifully here, page 21. The Kal Malach is good. He's Rav Harfenis's brother-in-law. The other sefer that I quote a lot, Nishma Shabbos, they're married to sisters, Oberlanders. They live in the same 244 U's. Go visit there. Oh, my. People have a minute that they'll taltel the leichter after they go out. So it's like, why? Because since they do it all the time, it's like they made a tanai that they're going to do it. So maybe it's now you don't say migo it's katzai. And then kosher, well, ner atzma who klisha malachto leisur, pasul tatal tzarach klish, zayin moel tonight. Tirsa go Reb Giveg leil tiltol al yidei nochri, samchina al atashbeitz arrived the ner lo kosher klisha malachto leisur. That you could be so mech on the sheet of that. That it's mutter, even for Israel. When you tell Israel, that's more machmirin than every kiss, kashiv, klisha, malach, all this. Because we're machmir on the passive type of king.
the wallet and the and this, but we're not but on the active type of kalim that we're not going to be making them. So you have the passive type of kli, like a nair or a wallet or something like that, then you could have a guy do it. Because it could be Yisrael could do it, really. But we're not making for Yisrael. Because we really hold like the other sheet, we're making for the other sheet. But Lagabi Amil Akum, we could be making and that's like that. And then he says,
what does he mean? I'm not familiar with this. Shehisna, Shehitalta, Kilo Husna, Shehitalta, Layaka, Shehitaba.
There's a machlokis rishonim. We hold that leichter, even when after the leichter go out, you still can't move them because at beit hashmoshos, migul diskatzoi. But there's some shitas that hold. If you made a tnai that I'm masne when I light, that I should be able to metaltel the leichter after it goes out. So according to some rishonim, the tnai helps. So he says, even if you didn't totally master, but if you have a regilus, but all the time, so that's ke'ilu you master. And according to the sheep, is that tonight works, so it'll work.
Is this what caterers rely on? Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the guy move all the leichter as a.
He's talking about even all the Yisrael.
Yeah. But he wants to use it
for a guy, yeah. So it works good to the caterers because. Why is the guy doing it? I mean, I don't know. I don't know because it's mukta. It's with this. So nothing to do with the din of Nair. This is what's meaning in this katzoi, but that's a shaila whether we hold from the shita that you can make a tanai and make a katzoi. Well, not everyone make it. But basically, he says if you have a klisha machto l'isser that's considered klisha machto l'isser l'kuli alma. Then we can't be mako. It's only on the klisha machto l'isser. That's only according to some shitas. The passive klisha machto l'isser, like the nair, the wallet, the things like that. But if you have a hammer, that's klisha machto l'isser l'kuli alma. And therefore, he says you cannot have a guy do it if your purpose is that it shouldn't get stolen. But the prima gadim says differently as he writes. On page 21, that's the prima gadim we just saw. Because Yisrael could do it l'tzor gufo. So Rabbi Kivega says, but what does that mean? Yisrael could do it l'tzor gufo. Therefore, a goy could do it even mechamel itzel, unless he say, you know, noches darga. But even what of Yisrael? For the guy, you have one step more cool with it. Omnam Hagoy, Rabbi Kiva Eger, but also Hagoy, Omnam Hachia, the Prima Gadim. Also, the Talta Nelchri. The Dafka has a Chefshot, like Israel, the Talta Tzorcha, Indian, Shem, the Talta Lata, Ayde Nelchri. Whereas, no, we only let, if Israel could do it, then you can tell a guy to do it. Israel can do it with one orphan. You want the goy now to be able to do it with other? So he says the prima gada maybe is following the sheet of the machzis hashekel that you can be metaltal al yidei harama. So as basically. You'll take your hammer, expensive hammers outside, it's going to get stolen. So you'll take it and you'll nut and you'll crack the nut. Now, you don't want a nut now. You're not interested in a nut. You're interested in mechamel itself to save it. but you do a harama. That you're doing it. You're making it as if you need it, but you really don't need it. So maybe that's why the Prima Gaudim. So the Prima Gaudim permits that. So maybe it could be that since he permits that, so therefore Yisrael also can do it Michamotzel if he does it on the Harama. So therefore we'll let the guy do it also. That's what he. But Nafkamina Tuvul Adina, he writes, Visvars the Prima Gaudim Kol Shkilishim Lachdol Isser, but according to the Prima Gaudim, even a hammer you could get a guy to do. Even Mechamel Tzel, which all you got it. But according to Rabbi, because since a Jew can do it, the Tzarech Gufo. But according to Rabbi Givenga, no. It's Dafka, a Ner, a Kiss. Because those things might not be a Kalisha Malachto, the Isser, according to some Shitas and Rishon. So the hammer is a Kalisha Malachto, according to everybody. And the Ner is a machloikis between the Ramah and Rashba and that whole discussion. So that's a fascinating discussion here.
I wonder if it has practical halachas to contractors like myself, if the goyim are taking home the tools to keep an eye on them.
What, on Shabbos?
Well, they leave Friday in the winter time, right? They leave the job site 15 minutes before the Shkia, and they could drive an hour taking the tools to a safe place. They'll take it home with them.
So, but is that whose tools?
No, if they're my tools.
They're your tools.
Let's say they're my tools. A saw, hammers, all kinds of cables.
All kinds of things. And they're doing
it. And he keeps it in the... If it's my truck, then it's even a bigger Shiloh. Can you drive my truck home?
Yeah, 1 second. So the question is, you're asking him to do it?
Keep an eye on the tools. Yeah, you watch the tools. He watches them a whole week. Every night he takes them home, Shabbos too.
But he's putting it in the van before Shabbos. When is he metalto? That's the question.
So it's a driving, what is not called metalto if something's in the car?
Is that considered metalto if you drive?
But if I push a wagon that has mutz in it, I'm not metalto.
You push a wagon.
That's all.
And it's not a buses. If it's not a buses.
Well, it is. All the tools are in the toolbox. Toolbox has wheels. Can I move
it? But there are other things in the car. That,
other car, yeah.
So it's buses, ladover, and mutter, ladover, us. So, is that thing? But your case is real, you know, direct hammer, saw. You know, it's the case that it's Kalisha Malachto list according to everybody.
Yeah.
So, according to Rabbi Kivega, then you don't have a kula. According to the Prima Gaudim, you have a cooler. They were running late and he finished at the Shkia. But the tools are lying there. So he doesn't want the tools to stay there over the weekend. So that would be the machlokes between the Prima Gaudim and Rabbi Kivega. And he take those, your tools, and put them away so they don't get stolen.
Once he's telling, they can
take care of the
job. Part of his job is to take care of the So now it's a night of half shavings. He's doing a little shavu left earlier. Problems. Other possibilities.
It's a diet.
Shouldn't be his problem. The guy would, once he gave permission to leave, the guy wants to finish the job on his own. And go there, stay until a little after shaving. It's almost finished or something. You're not free to stand guard.
Okay, but you might have to tell him to leave early enough. It's on Atzmi. He can't. It's possible.
He has to definitely leave. He has to definitely leave. He can't do any malacha. And the shaila is, he needs enough time to take all the kalim. But if you don't give him enough time to do that, so then he has enough time to ready finish the malacha for the day, the week, and be able to
pack everything up.
Pack the van.
Mm-hmm.
Or else, if you gave enough time, he just did it, was lazy and schlepped along, then the guy to the nafshek. That's his business. You didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos.
That seems giving him responsibility. Should.
Right, but he has to explain to him that not only he has to stop the malacha before Shabbos.
But there's also a lot of contracts that have shops, right? And the goyim take all the tools and they take it back to the shop. The shop could be out of town, so I don't know if they're makbid that the goy has to be at the shop and put away all the tools before the shkia. And we all know that you have to leave the job site in the middle of town. But to come to the shop, that might be a place for us, an industrial park someplace.
And put...
So you have to give enough...
In other words, but the question is, once it's in his van, is it safe? Or do you have to keep it in
the... Then he goes and he puts it on the shelves, you know. Next week, Sunday, Monday, comes to the shop, he takes the tools that he needs for that day. Otherwise, the tools go on the shelves.
What does he do when he finishes the job and he goes to the warehouse and he puts
all the tools on the shelf except for what he's going to need on Monday.
Does that make it easier for himself?
You have to give him enough time to get there. If you're not giving enough time to get there, then that he's doing this. There's enough time to get there and put the tools back where they belong.
No, but the Rebbe, there's the fact that he's sorting them. He's not making it easier for himself. It's not a diet to nafshe that he's doing that. Meaning, so on Monday, he'll take him more time to get there.
Monday, the Balabas wants him to show up at work on time.
And why doesn't he just keep it in his van over the weekend?
Because on Monday, he doesn't need the big jackhammer. He only needed it on Friday.
Could you ever rely on Rabbeinu Tam for this? Like, let's say, okay, it's before, it says after Shkia, but could you rely the Vidas for Rabbeinu Tam, let's say, with his Shaila?
Could you rely Kula for Rabbeinu Tam, the Gabi, the guys? Could the guy, yeah, that's an interesting question. Whether the guy could be so mechir rabbeinu tam, basically you're being so mechir rabbeinu. You're a person who always keeps rabbeinu tam. If you're a person that doesn't always keep rabbeinu tam, then you can't. Like Rav Shechter pointed out, Rav Shechter understands the machlokes rabbeinu tam and the gros and machlokes in the tzias. Which is, I'm not convinced that that's in the focus in the Tzius because, Chazi, we're in the three stars. So I always like the Chayes, maybe Yehuda Chassid, that the focus is with the three stars have to be Dafka three stars in the west. That's going to be much later because that's where the sun is setting, but three stars anywhere. But not just the focus in the Tzius, when can you see three stars? I was in the mountains this past Shabbos. I always like to see when I'm in the mountains to be able to see the stars, but it was a little cloudy. I didn't see the stars. See, in the city, we don't see stars so much. But whenever I go to the mountains, I try to see the stars.
I know when I was in Arizona, and I had Rabbi Steinmetz, he's one of the Yonim and Vishnas, and it gets dark, there's very little light there in the desert, and you see the stars, like 25 minutes after the Shkia, the stars are bright.
Yeah.
So this Rav was makpid to daven before the Shkia, Mincha. He was makpid to daven Mincha, Erev Shabbos, before the Shkia, instead of usually they daven like...
Yeah, much later. Oh, because you can see the stars much earlier.
Right. This is a chassidish Adayin, but he was makpid
to daven. Is he related to the square Adayin?
I don't know. His name is Steinmetz. I don't know.
Yeah, the square Adayin.
Yeah, so they got to be the same name.
Same name.
They'll be their cousins. He's officially the Rav there in Arizona. He comes for Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
So on Friday, they daven before the Shkia. Tuesday, when the Rav is gone, they daven 40 minutes after the Shkia.
Okay. Very good. Okay, so these are the two Yisardis that I want to talk about today, about what's called Kalish Makalisu, and then have to tie that in with Rav Gutman and the Rav Kiveger, or Rav Gutman ties it in, Rav Kiveger ties it in to the question of the what can a Goy do? Can a Goy only do Kalish Shemalachto Leisr according to certain Shitas, but if it's the hammer, then not? Or like the Prima Gadim, that you can be Makal and all. Okay, so again, we wish again Rav Yossi a Seis Chem L'Shalom, and hope to meet him in a good place, good time, for good occasions, with good health. And okay, and Rez Hashem, next week we'll continue Siyata D'Shmaya, Rez Hashem.
Have a good time. Thank you, Rabbi. What vaccine did the Rebbe take, Pfizer or Moderna? Pfizer. Are you following the recommendations now for a third booster shot?
I haven't yet been focused on that yet,
because the rate is that the Delta variant and Pfizer, it's a lot more batuach if you take the booster shot.
If you want,
it's a lot. They're recommending that
you take a third one.
The booster shot can negate this new variant. And maybe ask your doctor
to do it with the Pfizer.
Yeah, those who had Pfizer should take a booster shot.
But the Moderna,
I haven't seen anything about Moderna yet.
I'll look into it. Thank you for letting me know. Okay, gute Nacht.
Also.
I can press?
Yeah. You know how to press?
Yeah.